You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn, today,
Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Ready or not, it's Healing Revolution Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And Super Don, man, you have done a Super Don kind of job this week. We have been through some amazing things. It's historic on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It has been a very busy week, and you know, even though I have been busy here in the studio, you've been the super host. I can be the super producer. You're the super host. You've really gone the extra mile this week.
The superhero, man. We've been all over the place. But yeah, really quite historic. And last night was on the Alex Jones InfoWars Bunny Bomb with Mike Adams. That was
absolutely
a new I didn't put on any makeup, so hopefully it wasn't frightening for anybody, but
that's all right. We got the real Robert there, always.
A lot more video popping up. Hey, Dr. Frank King's coming on board today. We're going to talk about heavy metal toxicity because of that Adya Clarity story that Mike Adams did. A lot of people have been contacting me concerned about, oh my gosh, I took that stuff, I fell for it, and now I've got, you know, I'm concerned about copper toxicity, iron toxicity, aluminum toxicity. So I've asked Dr. King to prepare, and we're going to really go heavily into the metallic, then let's say the heavy metal metallic concepts of detoxification with homeopathy.
I like heavy metal.
Yeah, well, you know, I have my heavy metal inclinations occasionally, but I got the mercury out, got the lead out years ago. I still haven't gotten AC/DC out of my system, though.
You better not, man.
No, because we can't rock the health world if we do that, so that's true.
Right.
By the way, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, as we kick off the Healing Revolution. It's almost the weekend. Hopefully, you've got a lot of fun things planned with the family, as do I. My one day a week off, I'll try to, you know, relax and have some fun with the kids, the baseball games, the fall season. It's really, you know, good things happening overall. I mean, the raw milk freedom riders, I mean, that was historic. I'm just, you know, I'm feeling a little laid back, but good about the things we accomplished this week, Don.
Yeah, good week, and I think we reached a new milestone with the Raw Milk Freedom Riders event, and well, who knows what's going to happen next week. Can't wait.
It portends good things to come. By the way, next hour, Tom Woods is coming back, my good friend, the author of Meltdown, Nullification, Rollback, New York Times bestseller. What a great guy. He's absolute hilarious, he is, as well as well-intelligent. And we'll talk about just some latest political and economic things and the healing revolution. We take it to all levels, as well as we should hear from Liam Shepp. There's more news on the HIV front, the scam tests. We got to cover that as well. We may have another interview with somebody new. I'm not sure. We'll check that out. But, you know, all kinds of cool things happen. And listen, I hear people are calling. We were able to get to a couple of calls this week, which I'm really thrilled anytime we can do that. And there was another call that came in yesterday. I want to see if I can find that here in our list.
Hi, Robert. I was calling to let you know. I'm not sure if you know who Catherine Albrecht is. She's the woman who wrote Spy Chips. She is a freedom fighter. She was just on Alex a few minutes ago on his Money Bomb. I realized that you're going to be on Alex's Money Bomb. Please contact her. She's got cancer and she's going through chemo. Please contact her and to explain to her about how the health system is and the medical monopoly and how they're going to kill her through chemo. So if you can please contact her through Alex and... However, just please get her, please help her understand that the medical monopoly is just, the chemo is just going to kill her. I just, she's a freedom fighter, and she's really out there to help us. So I was just wondering if you can contact her, maybe say something about on air, so I know you got this. Thanks, bye-bye.
Well, you know we got the message, and I really appreciate the call. I can't validate, I haven't validated this issue. It's first I'm hearing of Catherine Albright. Remember, Don, we interviewed the co-author of Spy Chips many years ago.
Did, you know, when she mentioned that, and I actually went back and looked up. Do you can you believe that was 5 years ago? This was back in 2006, and we had Liz McIntyre.
Right.
And we had Bednarik on at the same time. And
well,
we,
oh, yeah.
We did the interviewed about the book Spy Chips.
I do remember. That's a shame. You know, if this is true, and I have no reason to doubt it, I mean, look, you can hear it was a sincere emotional plea. Evidently, maybe she heard about it on Alex Jones. I was just on there last night. You know, this is a case, and I'm gonna have to talk maybe to Tom Woods and not about this specifically. But you know, there are a lot of intelligent people, and Catherine is a brilliant woman. She really is. She's an excellent writer, and the Spy Chips book is sensational. She does a lot of things in radio as well. Yet here's a case in point. If this is true that she's taking chemotherapy, it shows you that it doesn't matter how many degrees you have or how smart you are, you could still be duped by the pharmaceutical and medical industrial complex and the cult of oncology. You could be a deeply religious person and still fall for it because of the fear. You know, these white lab coated doctors tell you, you know, you're going to die if you don't do what we say. Yet the very thing that they say could hasten the demise. And I think this woman who called, I don't think she left her name. But she definitely, there was an emotional plea because, you know, yes, Catherine Albrecht has done sensational work. You know, and it's been my perspective, Don, you know, like when I go out to the 10th Amendment centers, the Nullify Now, and, you know, I get into the political arena from time to time, it's always with the intent to help these people to understand that when they talk about sovereignty or the Constitution, that they've got to understand that that applies to the physiological body. It's not just a spiritual concept, which is a very important one to me. But that if we don't feed our bodies that which they need and detoxify them that which they don't, we could end up in trouble. And we could be the smartest people in the world when it comes to politics or economics or otherwise. And yet we could succumb to, my heart hurts right now as I'm thinking about this. Like I said, because Catherine is one of many brilliant people. You know, remember Michael Bednarik? You bring up Bednarik. He had that massive heart attack on the steps of the Wisconsin Capitol with the raw milk protest last year.
He was in really bad shape there.
I mean, it was touch and go. I mean, I think the guy was clinically dead, and he came back. But since then, I mean, we stay in touch off the record, off the air here, talking about all the things holistically, like the hawthorn berry, the silver, the different supplements that we've got him on, the selenium and the chromium and the silicon. And he's doing really well coming off all of the meds that he was on. And, you know, he just called me, in fact, yesterday. He was going to some event in Chicago. He was on the train telling me how happy he was going. And he's working with the campaign of this woman in Colorado. I think she may be running as an independent, but she's more of a Ron Paul Republican kind of gal. We maybe get her on the Sunday show live. I think I interviewed her for one of the Ron Paul money bombs.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really, like I said, really cool to see the spark in this guy. I mean, you know, it is possible to come through these brutal medical experiences and survive, but it's very difficult the more chemotherapy and radiation that you get to recover because of the assault on top of the cancer.
Right. Well, you know, we've talked about it before that when people do get cancer, that quite often they, you know, the most of the damage and ultimately in the worst of cases, the death is due to the treatment, not to the cancer itself. And that there are other options that are out there. But as you said, that's not what the medical establishment wants you to know about. They feel they have all the answers, and it's the same thing that they've been doing all along, which is the radiation, the chemotherapy, or the surgery.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's interesting. Just, you know, in when I was listening to you talk about how the politics relates to the physiological end of things and the health end of things, that's something that you've done for, you know, ever since you started radio, is bringing those two things together, which is what makes you unique. And I think a lot of people, it takes them a while to get it.
Yeah.
You know, because they tune into the Robert Scott Bell Show, and it's a health show. And so they tune in, and we're talking about the Fed, and people go, wait a minute, you know, I tuned in to find out what I can take for this thing. Why are we talking about the Federal Reserve? And that was one of the things that drew me actually to you, was how you're able to incorporate both together and explain why both are just, they work hand in hand, that you can't have one without the other.
Are you sure it wasn't just me hypnotizing you or something?
That, yes, that's
Super
what it was.
Super Don, come this way, become holistic. Woo!
No, you've helped me a lot too, and hopefully, you know, maybe we can help Catherine out as well.
Well, maybe, you know, we haven't had direct contact with Catherine. I certainly would. I respect her. She's got a lot of, you know, good things, and you know, it's one of those things when you get into politics, you can say, oh, well, I don't, you know, I don't agree here. I don't care about that, literally. I mean, I care about the, you know, human being that's in pain or in trouble. If we can Sure. help her, of course, we put ourselves out there. I don't know that she's open to it. And again, she didn't call. This was some caller. We didn't even know her name. But if somebody knows Catherine Albrecht, and if there's any way that we can help, of course, I do this all the time. Off the record, behind the scenes, and a lot of people we don't ever talk about, of course. Maybe, you know, if we still have Liz McIntyre's contact info, we can always outreach through Liz.
Yeah, we'll definitely try reaching back. Out to her and see.
Yeah, you know, and this is also the thing. Sometimes, you know, we'll also talk sometimes about religious or spiritual issues. I mean, I guess I don't fear to tread in areas where people say, oh, don't talk about that, right? Try to find a way.
Politics and religion, the two things you're not supposed to talk about.
Yeah, and try to find a way to bridge these gaps in a sense. Because, you know, I look at as you know, a homeopath. Some people that are deeply religious might look at that and go, oh, that's heathen. That's witchcraft or something strange like that. Despite I've talked about Samuel Hahnemann being a devoutly religious man, how he made succuss the remedies literally on the Bible. But, you know, the reality is, for me, the natural realm is the antithesis of what we talk about, these strange, let's say, concepts in medicine that say, ooh, natural medicine is somehow new agey and not religious, you know, whatever. It, really, what is dangerous is modern medicine. That's basically pharmacokinetics. It's based in sorcery. And yet these people who are devoutly religious also put themselves in the hands of this other church, this cult of modern medicine. And so there's a disconnect there that they've been duped. That's where I say that, you know, on Sunday or Saturday, you might go to your houses of worship, and then Monday through Friday, you're worshiping at the Church of Biological Mysticism, as John Rappaport calls it. And you don't realize it is indeed, you know, the state-sanctioned religion. You know, they'll take your children away from you. They'll sacrifice them on the altar of vaccinology or cancer oncology. Should you wake up and say, hey, it, you know, in the Bible, it says the plant medicinals are all there for, you know, healing. And yet our FDA says, no, 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 you can't. You're not allowed to know it. You're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to say anything about it. I mean, similar to our, you know, reason for participating in the Raw Milk Freedom Riders. I mean, these are women that, you know, all of them, I got to visit them in their homes. You know, they had deeply, seemingly religious home lives as well, but, you know, they weren't ones that were preaching it to everybody to convert them. You know how that can be annoying in any religion, but they were just living their lives, and they were, you know, being examples for others, and really courageous examples of standing up to the powers that would limit our access and knowledge of the natural realm, of the healing substances of creation.
Yeah, well, religion is usually not a subject that I get into conversation with people with, because I happen to be very opinionated about it. But outside of that, it seems to me that somebody who is religious, and, you know, I draw a distinction between religion and spirituality.
Yep. I brought that up. He said, wait, you make sure you make that distinction. I agree.
There is a definite difference there. But I can't imagine that somebody who considers themselves to be either religious or just spiritual, that they would not view natural medicine as something that goes along with those religious or spiritual beliefs. It's made by God or whoever your God may be, your higher power that you believe in,
yeah.
That natural medicine would be something that you would look on as being a first option or a preference versus something sure. that is man-made.
Well, and there you go, to oncology, believing in the man-created medicine, which is very dangerous and toxic, although, you know, unlike many holistic health shows, we'll actually acknowledge that we don't want to take away people's choices. I mean, oncology can still hang their shingle. I just don't want to see it in a monopoly or a mandate. And then people like Catherine Albrecht might, you know, be more open. But, you know, this is also the issue of the heavy metal toxicity. Mike Adams and I talked about early in the week, and I talked about it with him on that Alex Jones InfoWars Money Bomb last night, that people are deluded into believing things because of, well, mineral deficiencies, but certainly toxin or heavy metal proficiencies. And that's why on the Healing Revolution today, we're really going to kick those heavy metals out of the system with Dr. Frank King in a little while. And I think it's going to help a lot of people to know some simple things to do.
Looking forward to that, and always enjoy having him on.
All right, well, let's take a quick break here. We'll be right back. 866-939-BELL. If you have a question or comment like that woman called concerned about Catherine Albrecht, we'd love to hear from you. 866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com for all of the latest updates, as well as through naturalnewsradio.com. Enter your email address there. You'll be updated. Special thanks and shout out to Prepper Podcast Network, theprepperpodcast.com, for rebroadcasting this show and all of those around the world that are doing so. Thank you for being here. It's the Healing Revolution on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Don, I'm feeling kind of mellow today as we kick off the Healing Revolution. And there was a great, this is a story, this is not a news article, but kind of relates to one. I think you said more people were buying organic. There was a news story that came out recently.
Yeah, I'm always seeing these conflicting headlines where you read the first headline, it says that there was some percentage of people, more people that are buying organic foods.
Yeah.
And then the very next headline from the same news reporting agency said that as people's income goes up,
yeah,
they eat more fast food. So it was kind of like, weird. You know, you read the first line and go, yay! And then you see the second headline and go, oh.
Yeah, interesting. More people buying organic food, but as their income goes up, they eat more fast food.
Eat more fast food, yeah.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing that you bring those two stories up because a friend of mine, Amy, she does like a lot of the PR for the Natural Realm and the Health Freedom Expo. She's wonderful. Her husband, Steve, I love him. And I'm going to have to get her on to talk about this, but I just want to briefly mention this because they've been mostly natural, a lot of organic. But, you know, it's like a lot of people that go most of the way, but not the whole way, and they'll go out to regular restaurants and stuff. And you know, I'm hardcore because I was so ill in my young life people like, well, come on, don't you bend a little bit? Well, no, not really. I'd rather fast than feel bad, you know? But she wrote to me, she says, I've been on a non-GMO, only organic diet for the last 2 weeks. She cleaned out her cupboards of anything, quote unquote, marginal. And she says, yeah. I can't tell you how different I feel. While Steve and I always ate pretty healthy and always used non-toxic organic home cleaning products, we still dined at non-organic restaurants. She says, it's mind-blowing how even such a small change can render a large effect. And this goes to the heart of, you know, people that say, well, it doesn't matter. It's just a little bit here or there. And she's literally stunned because she said, okay, 2 weeks I'm going to try it out and eat only clean food. And what an extraordinary difference in her energy levels and function. I mean, these things really matter. You can run this test even for 2 weeks and see some amazing, amazing differences. Don, you know, you talk about the things that you know, I've helped you with, whatever, but learning about. I mean, you know, one of the simple things you started doing, you know, was kind of bringing in some more of those healthy foods into the family as such, making little switches. Did you see any payback, in a sense, that when you made even little switches that it mattered, that it had an impact positive in your life or the life of your family?
Big time. Big time. And I'm one of those people. I will raise my hand now and acknowledge the fact that I am guilty of being one of those people that goes part way. And I go in and out. But yeah, you know, there was a period of time. And, you know, a lot of this has to do with an economic factor.
Sure.
Because whether, you know, you like it or not, you do have to make changes in your financial situation.
Yeah.
To accommodate the ability to be able to eat the way that you want to.
Yeah, Don, I acknowledge this. I mean, you know, the food, it technically, dollar for dollar, pound for pound, penny for penny, it's more expensive. Of course, we know the long view, which is no consolation for people that are scratching, you know, each month to try and get by. But right. We, you know, we've also got to, you know, we've encouraged people to start planning their own food, by all means, to get things going in a less expensive way. But, you know, like when I started, I told you I was not far out of college. I didn't have a lot of extra money, but I found it was so very important that I started not doing other things. And I was benefited tremendously. I mean, look at me 20, 24 years later, the difference, you know, at that time I could have said, oh, no, I can't do it. I would have been wrecked with cancer. I don't know if I'd be alive today. So the choices we make are very serious on this issue.
Yeah. And, you know, you asked if I noticed any difference or any impact, and I have. And it's interesting how when you go from eating the typical American diet to something that's really cleaned up and then going back to the typical American diet, it's like night and day. And it kind of opens your eyes and makes you realize, wow, there really is a difference and there is an effect on what it is that I eat. Because you become so used to just, this is how you eat and what's for dinner tonight, we're going to have this or whatever. And when you go through the process, make those changes and change those habits and do something different, you really do understand how there is a difference between eating organic, eating healthy, eating clean, and eating what, you know, unfortunately, the majority of Americans eat. It makes a huge difference on how you feel,
right?
On your, you know, your health, and you know, it just the answer is yes, it did have an impact.
And Don, every little bit helps. Like I said, I tell people, don't freak out if you can't be 100. You know, if take it from 30, go to 40.
And I think
right?
A lot of people fall into that trap where they feel like, you know, if I can't do it 100%, then I can't do it at all. And when in reality, you know, that if you can clean up half, you know, do 50%, you know, and just change, you know, the vegetables or something. It goes back to what I was talking about it from the financial standpoint. You know, it'd be very hard for somebody to completely go from a financial standpoint from eating, you know, the stuff that you buy in the grocery store to 100% organic. I mean, it's just to do that, you could double, you know, triple your budget.
Food bill, right?
But if you go part, you know, just instead of buying, you know, the produce, buy the produce organic and kind of gradually move your way into a fully organic diet. I think really that unless you won the lottery, that's really the way that you have to go. And you will notice differences in the way that you feel by going about gradually.
Yeah. And I think that letter from Amy is all about that level of they had done pretty much and they went to that next step. Right. And if you've not done anything, go to one thing. And the next, you know, every little bit matters when you're reducing the burden, right? Reducing that toxic inflow, because we can't control, God's honest truth, we can't control every aspect of what we're breathing. And, you know, we can't even be 100% certain of, you know, even if we make these choices that are perfectly pure and clean. But every step we take in that direction pays us back tenfold in energy and a reduction of that stress to our bodies that I believe we are asked to control for that which we genuinely have control over. You know, otherwise we may end up in a situation where, oh my gosh, I got cancer. And you're convinced that it was all in your genes, but what caused your genes to express? Well, these toxins, which is why we need to hit this topic of heavy metals heavily, no pun intended, heavily, yes, with Dr. Frank King next, Don. Thank you for cranking it up and sharing your story as well there. It helps a lot of people out, helps me to hear it as well.
Absolutely.
All right, so we'll talk more a little later. We've got a lot more healing to go. Dr. Frank King coming up on The Healing Revolution after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Did you know that your hormones can be rejuvenated without cancer-causing hormone replacement, including bioidentical HRT? This is Dr. Teresa Dale inviting you to take action with my natural homeopathic formulas. Get relief and balance back into your life. My formulas help heal a variety of health conditions, including menopause or low T. You know you have the power to heal your body and mind, and yes, my system and products will help you do that. They have been proven with thousands of people in before and after saliva tests. You can actually get a saliva test sent to you today, or just start using our formulas for optimal wellness. Learn more at wellnesscenter.net or naturalhealingpro.com, and you can always give us a call at 800-219-1216.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, we like to rock and roll here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Some people say, hey, what is all this heavy metal? Well, yesterday you heard Mike Adams was very concerned about heavy metals from all sources, and we talked in depth and at length about the consciousness limitations that happen with the influx of heavy metals from all these sources, mercury and other things, whether it be largely through the medical profession. And to counteract that, who do we have? It's the Healing Revolution, and it's Dr. Frank King. Welcome back.
Hey, Robert. Man,
you're hitting on some pretty heavy stuff.
Yeah, well, Mike was very concerned about this yesterday, the Health Ranger, and he said, you know, we really got to, you know, nail this thing down. And I brought up, of course, as you and I know, homeopathy and its essential role in whatever method people utilize to remove metals from their system. Homeopathy has got to be a cornerstone energetic approach. Like I said, not exclusive, but certainly it will only add to everybody's already known methodologies.
Not exclusive, but essential.
Yes.
And over 36 years of practice, one of the things we found is we could never really control the heavy metals, which everybody has some form of at least one or more heavy metal levels, toxic levels in their bodies. You look, you'll find them. They're just, we have, and if we lived on planet Earth, we have some level of heavy metals in our bodies that we've accumulated,
including
even as early as our children, our babies, exactly. And our pets as well.
That's it. And it's a very important point to bring up. You'd think, well, my kid, he's only been here a few years, he can't have heavy metals. Of course, if the child has been vaccinated, if there are any exposures to any number of things in the environment, also if the mom has been exposed to these things are passed on as well. And so we have children being born with heavy metal burdens, albeit not enough to kill, but certainly enough to create neurological, emotional, physiological impacts. And as we know, just review the Materia Medica in homeopathy, just look at mercury, how many pages and pages and pages that we have from even subtle levels of toxic exposure.
Oh, incredible. You know, and it's so much associated with so many problems, from just mild attention deficit to, you know, more serious mental and emotional levels of retardation, all are connected to, you know, the heavy metals. It is something we need to, it's epidemic.
Yeah.
And it's affecting us in such a broad spectrum of symptoms, from our mental and emotional ability to function. Yeah, and you see it, you know, with so much. Look at all the medications now that's needed, that, you know, the percentage of people that's on psychoactive drugs, antidepressants, from adults to children. It's almost handed out like candy today.
Yeah, this is the new Halloween candy, in fact. It are these SSRIs for kids.
Yeah. And so we need to be proactive with this. You know, anyone who gets tested, you're going to find them, whether it's in a hair analysis or in other tissue analysis. It is found consistently in all of us. I haven't found anybody that has been immune to heavy metal accumulations within their body, whether it's from their teeth and the fillings that they've received through dental, to, like you said, injectables like vaccinations, to just living and breathing on planet Earth. It's in the polar bears.
Yeah, even in as far as the Arctic Circle, there's no place that hasn't been impacted in this way. And you know what was interesting? Because we certainly acknowledge a lot of these very overt, let's say, symptoms, whether they be physiological or even mental. Some would say that's more subtle, but we can observe them. The big thing, and Mike was concerned about this, is rightly so, is like when you look at the world, or you look at America, Dr. King, you say, how are people so stupid, if we talk politics for a moment, to vote for the same people, the same thing, the same kind, over and over again, whether it's Republican or Democrat, that only grows government and gets in the way of our freedom to heal, etc. And you got to say, the heavy metals have absolutely played a role in our ability to see clearly and act clearly on information.
You know, that's so well, it's a great observation, and you'll see it historically as well. History teaches us this. You know, history shows where societies have gone awry, from even back to the Roman Empire. I'm sure you've studied the same and read much of the same books and studies in this area, where they had serious lead poisoning because they were the first to do plumbing?
Yeah, exactly. We mentioned that yesterday. You're right.
And it was heavy metals that, you know, when you look at it, was the secret connection to the decline of the Roman Empire and the decline of their perhaps ability to think clearly, for aberrations in behaviors, for lack of common sense and clearness of thinking. It was a great, you know, then it collapsed from the inside, it imploded from heavy metal toxicity.
You know, and what occurs to me is really bizarre. I don't know if this would be one of those things that it's a dichotomy here, but the same thing we could say that, brought down, you know, the Roman Empire, which they said the heavy metals like lead, it was also their abandonment of the noble metals like gold and silver. You know, in their money supplies, they clip the coins as such, and inflation, and we see with fiat money. And I always find that interesting. Although, in this context of heavy metals, there has been evidence like this dietary supplement that Mike Adams, you know, called to the carpet, this AgiClarity thing, had high levels of copper. And, you know, copper is an essential element, but in excess, there is such a thing as copper toxicity as well.
Oh, big time. You know, as a, being in agriculture for many, five generations, people that have in agriculture, there's a lot more common sense there sometimes, and because their money, their livelihood is dependent upon the health of their animals. And you know, this has been observed in animals for many, many years, where you know copper toxicity and certain feeds, certain water, certain ground table toxicities, mm-hmm. You know, show up. And believe me, farmers jump right on it and fix that quickly or they're out of business.
Yeah, remember also in the early, you know, part of the 20th century where they started using these pesticides, that one of them was copper arsenate. And of course, it followed that where they utilized these pesticides, polio. Oh, how did that happen? Was copper arsenate carrying a virus? No, it was metal toxicity that was really creating these paralysis type diseases.
Certainly. And, you know, mercury we see so often too in that realm where, you know, people, it's like Dr. Jekyll and Hyde, you know, it's that you see, you know, bipolar behaviors, you'll see manic depression, you'll see this, you know, shift. And these are all classic symptoms of things like mercury toxicity. You can go down each heavy metal, whether it's aluminum, lead, mercury, cadmium, arsenic, you'll see, you know, the patterns of symptoms are so clear. You know, we just need to wake up and begin to address these aberrations in our environment. And there's ways we can fix it. You can think, wait, I'm living in this world. How can I be living in this world and escape heavy metal toxicity?
Well, it's kind of like when, Dr. King, it was kind of like when I was doing the Raw Milk Freedom Riders rally. I was literally surrounded by so much electronic equipment. And as I mentioned, I was doing the EMF detox spray from King Bio just to get through it. And it's like, okay, I'm in the world. Can I utilize some energies to neutralize this in the same way? You know, we're in a world filled with toxic poisons, including heavy metals. Can we, at the very least, if we're not able to aggressively chelate, should we need to initially, can we begin the process by utilizing simple homeopathic sprays that kind of correspond to the metal burden that we might carry and continue on with our lives?
That's correct, Robert. You know, you can live the world, but you don't have to be reactive to it. There's ways that we can overcome, and that's what we're all about. That's what we people with good sense do. They overcome, and homeopathy provides probably the best solution overall I've seen. Yes, there's some good nutrition and amino acids and things you can take to help to feed your body, but you know, to eliminate, you know, or pull out or chelate these heavy metals to some degree.
Yes.
But one of the most sensitive and effectual ways, and it takes, you know, a comprehensive way, you got to treat the whole person, is homeopathy, and where we actually take, if you have a mercury toxicity, you take, you know, we have different forms of mercury made homeopathically that actually specifically wakens the body to recognize this poison, to then, through the regulatory systems, to teach the regulatory system to recognize this toxin and eliminate this toxin. What happens is these things are so out of balance, the body loses its ability to even realize that it's there, that it impairs, you know, our functions greatly. These are very heavy metals are, you know, named heavy metal because they are very, very heavy, and they get into the system, and it's hard to get them out of the system, and they do wreak havoc on our balance of our chemistry. They block are in our mitochondria of our cells where we make energy. They block in many ways the whole Krebs cycle where we generate energy in each and every one of our cells that gives us overall the energy we should normally have, this vibrant life that we're supposed to have.
Yes.
And most people now are lacking that so greatly that, you know, they don't even think it's for real anymore. Mm-hmm. They don't think that vibrant life, full of energy, full of clarity, full of joy, is even real. They've lost that to such a great way, they can't even conceive getting it back many times.
Yeah, and Dr. King, one of the things we mentioned with Mike Adams yesterday was that many people that are heavy metal toxic, particularly aluminum, but other things, even copper, will have a delusion about their state of health as well. They'll actually believe they are in superior shape when they're not. Part of the metals, they disrupt our ability to, you know, really assess reality and make conscious decisions. It literally drives us into unconsciousness.
Mm-hmm. And it's affecting everybody to some degree. When even if you jump out of your own skin and ask other people, how would you assess my health? You've been around me a lot, and you see how I look. Hey, you look, yeah, you're as healthy as any of us. You're good, great. What are they comparing it to? A whole bunch of toxic people.
Yeah, well, exactly. You know, I referenced studies done on rats where they actually gave them arsenic, not to kill them, but, you know, to show toxicity of arsenic, and how they gave them arsenic amalgam, a homeopathic form of arsenic, and they showed mass levels of excretion in those that they gave the homeopathic form, but not in those that were given placebo, as one example of how we're stimulating it with a physiological measurable result. We also do the same, again, whether it be lead, you know, as I mentioned, arsenic, aluminum, mercury, cadmium, all of these things can be countered with the homeopathic form.
Yeah, and these tests were done on each of those metals you named, Robert. There were actually lab tests done where they'd feed the rodents high levels of a specific heavy metal poison. And they did all those, you know, the aluminum, the cadmium, the mercury, the lead. And what they found is, and then they'd have somebody measuring the excrements of the urine and the feces and anything that the animal shedded. And they would observe that they retained, let's say, an average of 40% of the mercury that they were fed stayed in their bodies, never came back out. And when they'd bring in the specific homeopathic remedy of, let's say they fed the group they fed the mercury to, they would give them the homeopathic mercury. Now this, Robert, was dilutions to 30x and 30C. So what we're dealing with are serial dilutions beyond the molecular level. There are no molecules but the energetic imprint of that toxin. And that is what the body's regulatory system recognizes and awakens the body to respond and wake up, so to speak, to this toxin and begin to create the metabolic actions to pull these poisons out of the body, to eliminate these poisons in a safe and effectual way.
And Dr. King, we would acknowledge that the materialistic reductionist would say that's impossible because it's all about matter and material. It's not, you know, and they literally cannot conceive of the metabolism of the body being an energetic system, which it is. And so we're moving well beyond this, you know, materialistic or mechanistic, purely mechanistic view of the body. Listen, we got to take a break. We've gone a little bit long here, but this information, so valuable, so fascinating. Dr. Frank King is our guest, as he is every week, helping us ramp up the healing revolution every Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check him out at kingbio.com. 800-543-3245. 800-543-3245 during the week. We'll be right back with more Healing Revolution after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Crop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Cranking it up, having a great time with Dr. Frank King, helping everybody that's ready to eliminate these toxic heavy metal poisons out of the body. And, in addition to physiological benefit, literally mental, emotional, even spiritual benefit, because you're going to open up the powers of communication that have been largely corrupted by these heavy metals. So, Dr. King, this is more valuable than the very gold and silver I mentioned as noble metals in this case.
Yes, yeah. We were sharing how, homeopathy awakens the body to heal and to pull, recognize, and eliminate the specific toxins from our body, whether that's the lead, the cadmium, the mercury, the aluminum. These poisons, when they're eliminated, these are heavy metal poisons. They drag us down. They create, in general, depression, fogginess, lack of energy, and then begin to create a lot of metabolic syndromes, which can lead to everything from just what we call vertical disease, where you can maybe still be upright, you can still be functioning, but you're in a fog, you're in a lower state of energy, you just can't seem to get out of it. And like you said, you don't even think you're ill, but yet your life has been impaired by at least 50 or more percent. That's a huge, it's robbing life, Robert.
Yeah, it's serious stuff, yeah.
It's taking away from us, the potentials, the edge, that makes life great for people, that makes life special.
So
if you do a survey, you'll see that, in these recent generations, that special quality of life, people don't even know what you're talking about anymore.
Well, yeah, that's distancing from life itself that we're talking about here. So, if we talk about eating more whole foods, mineral-rich foods, living foods as much as possible, get the selenium and other things in there, aggressive chelation, should it be necessary. But the missing element, as I've always said in my life, I found, was the energetic component, the metabolic component. And that's what we provide for with the homeopathic signatures here to counteract these metals. So, if now people are going to go, okay, Robert and Dr. King, well, what can I do? Give me a simple step. What can I take? What can I do on a daily basis that, if I can't do all those other things, can I at least have something simple to do?
Simple as this, heavy metal detox. A lot of people think, well, what symptom is it going to fix for me? I think we were naming that in that general malaise, that general any serious health problem. And don't wait till the serious health problem occurs. I want to encourage people. It's so hard sometimes for people to consider, well, I'm not going to buy that. If you're not able to target a specific symptom and say, oh, is that going to help my allergies or sinus? Well, certainly, you know, it's going to help your whole body. We got to understand, we don't want to wait until the big C shows up, cancer, and then think, okay, now I really need to get serious about getting rid of these toxins. No. We all have them. They're there. You're guaranteed to have them. And I just want to encourage people, the more proactive they'll become, the more preventative they'll become, not only of disease, but a lot of hardships, a lot of, seeing your life being taken out while your children are still young. Mm. It's a sad, sad thing. And so I would encourage everybody, you know, don't wait till the crisis moments, you know, to get proactive, to get preventative. Life's too precious. Just keep going for it fully and just proactively take some things mm-hmm. that are known well to pull these poisons out of our body so we're not playing chemical Russian roulette in life any longer. That we are beginning to proactively, again, say, wait a minute, I'm not going to get taken out. I'm not going to let my children get taken out. We're a family. As a family, we're going to get proactive in building our lives and keeping our lives healthy and strong in a toxic world.
Yeah, well, that's what we're here to do. That's what the Healing Revolution is all about. There are people that are helpless, and some are hopeless, in fact. And if they think that any governmental intervention into healthcare is going to help them, they're fortunately dead wrong, because the medical model that is invested by the government is bought up by the pharmaceutical industrial complex, which is not a big fan of homeopathy, even though, as we've discussed many times, homeopathy is regulated as a drug by FDA and has that same standing, although no toxic effects, no side effects. In fact, quite the opposite. We're detoxifying from these things, including the medical invasiveness that includes the heavy metals that have contributed to the problem we're discussing right now. So if we're going to move forward, if we talk as something as simple as taking, you know, a few sprays of a heavy metal detox a day to start the process, I also don't want to, you know, gloss over the fact that as we've discussed many times, and it's always worth repeating, for those that are longtime listeners, much less those who are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, go back and listen to, you know, these weekly archives on Natural News Radio of the Robert Scott Bell Show. You'll see any of the Fridays, you'll see Dr. Frank King's name listed. You will have a wealth of information that we've revealed, many books now, in fact, over the course of less than a year, Dr. King. It's amazing what we've done. But I also want to reiterate these other things about the lymphatic system, the liver, all of these things that we can support energetically and homeopathically as well.
That's right. You know, one of the simplest things that complements the heavy metal detox product, because especially if you're using other biochemical methods or chelating to pull these poisons out of your body, there's a product you want to take. It's called the Metabolic Mineral Modulator. And what that does, it activates your body to keep your minerals in balance, because some of these substances, natural substances that are designed to try to pull certain toxins out of your body, actually can pull a lot of your other minerals out of your body too and create some imbalances. And we want to be careful there. So we created the Metabolic Mineral Modulator to take along with any heavy metal detox program to help keep and preserve your delicate balance of minerals throughout your body. There's over 72 minerals that are very active functioning minerals that are all related. And so this is something we want to keep in balance. The other thing we recommend that people take along with this is our total body detox. What this does, it actually activates our natural detox mechanisms to work better. The total body detox is designed to activate our lymphatic system, which we have 4 times more lymphatic fluid than we have blood in our bodies. This is a very important fluid system that keeps us clean and keeps us bodies functioning healthier and vibrantly. So the lymphatic system is, you know, we want to, that activates the lymphatic system. Mm-hmm. It activates the cleansing of the blood. It activates the skin to detox. It activates the liver to function more completely. So these are our natural detox mechanisms. And you'll see some people have these strong constitutions and nothing seems to bother them. That's because their body's detox mechanisms are working so much stronger mm-hmm. and efficiently And that's why a person with one little filling can be thrown totally out of balance in their teeth and in their, throughout their body.
Yes.
Or somebody else can have a mouthful of toxic mercury fillings and hardly notice a thing.
I think that's a very important thing that you bring up here, because some people will use that argument against the fact that mercury is toxic. It's like, well, look, there's somebody with a metal full of mercury and they're not fine. And then you have one person, like you mentioned, that's got one filling, wrongly called silver, and they're in a wheelchair because they've got paralysis from it. And I've seen removal of the mercury via physically changing the filling on top of other detox protocols, including homeopathy. And I've seen people that were literally paralyzed from it get up and walk and dance and run.
Yes. There's so much proof of this going on right now. A friend of mine's doing this dental thermography that is really, they're able to actually read your teeth and these fillings and metals and infections that get it behind your root of your, after these root canals.
Yes.
And they can basically see it from the inflammations that are subtly in there from that you pick up in the thermography. They can basically tell you what you will die from if you don't get it fixed. So it's pretty fascinating stuff. And, you know, here we just really need to be proactive in that arena. There are specific dentists around the country that are trained to be able to, and you want to use an experienced dentist and travel if you have to find one to, you know, begin to, how are we going to start eliminating a plan to eliminate these toxic mercury fillings in our teeth. I did it back in the early 80s. And I'm so glad I did.
Great. Well, I would say everybody that has been concerned about the Adya Clarity controversy, you could do worse than basically picking up the heavy metal detox, the metabolic mineral modulator, and the total body detox from King Bio. If you're at all concerned about the toxic accumulation of cuprum metallicum, that's copper and iron, as well as aluminum met, and you will be comprehensively addressing this in a very simple and cost-effective manner, in addition to all the other things we'll have. Well, we don't have any more time to talk about it. We've gone over a little bit, but with Dr. King, it's always a great honor and pleasure to do this, and I think we've helped many people allay some of their fears and given them a very specific pathway out of this heavy metal mess.
Well, Robert, I really appreciate the word you're putting out there to help people. It's selfless, and what a great service you're doing.
Well, thanks, Dr. King, for helping me do it. And, of course, 800-543-3245. If you're listening to this live on Friday, you still have time to call King Bio while they're still there. If not, catch them next week, 800-543-3245, or online at kingbio.com. This has been the Healing Revolution. Next hour, we're going to do some political and economic healing with Tom Woods. We'll also hear from my good friend and conspiracy realist and investigative journalist Liam Sheff, and maybe another special guest on some other topics you'll have to stand by and give a listen to. But in the meantime, Dr. Frank King, thank you for being with me, as you always are.
It's a great honor, as always.
The Healing Revolution rocks on. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Innerfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Innerfood.com. That's Innerfood.com.
The information on the Robert Scott Bell Show has not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration and is not intended to prevent, cure, treat, or diagnose any disease. Nah, just kidding. As far as we're concerned, the FDA can kiss our
ass. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
If you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
No long soliloquy as we ramp up this healing revolution further on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why? Because Tom Woods is back on the show, and I got nothing more to say. I'm going to turn it over to Tom. Tom, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Robert. Always a pleasure.
I am so sorry I missed you at the last the 10th Amendment Center's Nullify Now event in Jacksonville. Did things go all right there? How did it go?
Oh, it was absolutely great. We had a diverse cast of characters, all of whom agree that pretty much everybody in the establishment, whether it's a medical establishment, political establishment, military establishment, whatever, financial establishment, not only are they lying to us, but I've sometimes said that the next best thing to being right all the time is being wrong all the time. The next best thing to telling the truth all the time is always telling lies, because then at least we know what's really going on. Just think the opposite. That was more or less the point of view that you got at Nullify Now Jacksonville.
We pretty much take that tack with the FDA here on the show, as you know.
Yeah. Oh, sure. We need you doing that. It's very important.
Yeah, in fact, earlier this week, I was up and did a raw milk protest. I was up with a bunch of moms, these warrior moms who simply want to give raw, real milk to their kids. And they're all healthy. The kids, I met the kids, they were doing great. And we go up to Pennsylvania, go to a farmer, they give us the raw milk, transport it across state lines down to the FDA, their headquarters. Because evidently it's a crime, it violates the Interstate Commerce Clause or something for interstate transport of raw milk. And the FDA actually responded and said, we're not going to arrest any of you individuals who want to bring milk across the border, even though it's still against the law. This was stunning.
Yeah, that's it's funny how this raw milk issue has really – I mean, maybe for natural health people, this has been an issue for a long time, but I think it's only become high profile over the past few years. Now it's almost kind of become chic to be for raw milk, and now the federal government's war on it just starts to look totally stupid. I mean, how many people out there really think you're too dumb to decide on issues of raw milk? And in fact, one of the few critics of the Nullify Now event in Jacksonville, but one of these watchdog thought control organizations had a representative there, and one of the things he was all upset about was that we were challenging the power of the federal government to protect us from raw milk.
Did you actually meet him and talk with him that he was there?
I didn't, but I addressed him from the podium. Like, I didn't know what he looked like, but in effect, I said, I know you're in here. You know, and I just want you to know that we welcome you because – I don't have anything to hide. I don't think anybody else here has anything to hide. These are the views we hold, and the views we hold about the powers of local units and state governments and the people in general to arrange their own affairs is an argument that's constitutionally sound, it's morally sound, it's strategically sound, it's logically sound. So go ahead, do your worst.
Well, by the way, those of you who are new to Tom Woods, he's been a prolific author. Rollback is one of the famous books that he has written, as well as Nullification, Meltdown. I mean, I've got links up at robertscottbell.com to all of his wonderful books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History, which I so treasure because I get to read with my son, the real history that is not taught in many schools. So check it out at tomwoods.com. Again, we've got all the links to the books there. Tom, in addition to these issues, there are a few things over the last few weeks I wanted to talk to you about. More recent, though, you've written on the issue of Herman Cain, former Kansas City Federal Reserve Chairman, I suppose, who's running for president now. He's the latest darling within the Republican Party or the old media. And yet this guy is fumbling over saying he's for stuff and against stuff better than I think even Bill Clinton ever did.
It's unbelievable how inept this guy is, and it's almost all you need to know about the state of the Republican Party that he is where he is in the polls. He when I saw him speak in a one-minute segment on Stossel about his views on abortion, I could not believe what I was hearing. He was clear. It was not a matter of I'm too stupid to understand what Herman Cain is saying, and that he was just trying to say that it's a state issue and the federal government shouldn't intervene, or he's personally opposed to abortion but doesn't think there should be abortion laws. No, he wasn't saying anything like that. He was contradicting himself sentence after sentence after sentence. And I mean, we all know politicians will say one thing to one group and one to another, but I've never seen in a one-minute span somebody take exactly the opposite position in front of the same audience on the same show. But it's not just that. It's just the whole package. I understand he's got an impressive resume, but he's obviously a lightweight on a lot of important issues. You ask him about the economy at one of his events, he calls up his economic advisor to answer it. I mean, this is a former chairman of the Federal Reserve of Kansas City, and he can't answer simple questions. And on September 1st, 2008, this is endgame scenario for the economy. He's saying the economy is just super and the forecast looks great. And he was condemning anybody who said there might be a housing bubble. What's wrong with these people? You just hate Republicans.
Yeah.
You're just the media. You hate Republicans. No, we like reality. And this guy doesn't live in it.
I saw yesterday on Morning Joe, they had Ron Paul on for a long segment, actually, with Bob Woodward there. He was calling out these issues and saying, the latest flavor, so to speak, due to the bump when Cain won the Florida straw poll. He got, media coverage 24/7 for the whole week. And Ron Paul wins it in California. You could hear crickets chirp. And he pointed that out as well. And then there was another case of Herman Cain recently was in Alabama, and a friend of mine saw him there, and they asked him about the Federal Reserve. He says, oh, just call him up to ask for the PR department. They'll tell you all about how it works. And this guy did a video where he called the Federal Reserve, and the woman was just beside herself trying to answer questions and then not wanting to. You talk about transparency versus secrecy. Cain was in the Federal Reserve. Here's a guy who can't keep it straight within a minute, and yet he's the darling. You said it. The Republicans are in a great deal of danger if they think any of these so-called establishment candidates, including Romney, by the way, was evidently supported by Goldman Sachs and other banking institutions.
Well, they're setting themselves up for defeat, but it's I don't see, given the priorities of the Republican Party today, how anything else could happen. I mean, you cannot write Obama out of the equation just yet, even though the economy is still pretty bad. He has a tremendous political machine behind him, and he can't be written off quite so soon. But the Republican Party is still on September 12th, 2001. They still can't have enough wars going on to satisfy them. They are still interested in foisting war propaganda on the hapless American public. They talk about the budget, and they're just so concerned about the debt. And then they immediately elevate in the polls a guy who has zero plan for reining in the debt. He has no spending cut plan. I just got a piece of direct mail from Herman Cain in the mail just today. I opened it up. I had to see what he's saying.
Yeah.
And he's saying he wants to make severe cuts to the budget. Wow, they're so severe, he can't even reveal what they are. I mean, it's unbelievable how opportunistic the people in this party are. And I mean, I guess it's probably true of the Democrats under George W. Bush. They just want to replace him with anybody.
Yeah.
And it's a very depressing situation. You have Ron Paul, who in 2001 predicted exactly what was going to happen. He said, we have just seen the boom and bust in the internet stocks. And now the Federal Reserve is replacing that with a boom in real estate that's going to go bust just as surely. Well, that is an absolutely 100% accurate description of what in fact was going on and what in fact came to pass. So there's a guy who 7 years in advance predicts what's going to happen. The Republican Party prefers a guy who can't see it coming 7 days in advance.
Yeah, really is astonishing. And, you know, as I'm watching all of these interviews, you know, we're covering the debates here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We talk about health, as you know, from all of these levels, including political and economic. That's why we have Dr. Tom Woods on right now, New York Times bestselling author, good friend of the program here, to cover these issues because, you know, the health is not just a physiological issue. There are certainly, you know, mental aberrations and belief systems. I talked recently this week about heavy metals, the fact that, you know, in Washington, D.C., there's evidence. A lot of fluoride in the water, which increases your uptake of heavy metals, and we could say mercury madness has taken over there. And this is true of Republicans and Democrats. We had a Democrat from Connecticut recently proposing that we had a diaper stimulus. I can't even say that with a straight face. He wants a welfare for diapers. People buy diapers.
And you know, it's interesting, every time they propose this sort of stimulus, like for cash for clunkers or cash for this and that, this is always to help the people, right? But then you find out, well, who's lobbying for it, right? Who's behind it? Well, of course, the new car manufacturers would love to see all the old cars, or the scrap metal companies were pushing for it because there'd be a lot of scrap metal after you wreck all those cars. So it's just everybody trying to get onto the gravy train.
Yeah.
And then people stand around scratching their heads wondering, gee, I wonder how there's all this cronyism in our system. Where'd that come from?
Yeah, well, at least with the diaper stimulus, it won't affect the market for used diapers.
Yeah, like, that is true.
Like it affected the used car market for the poor people. Oh, my gosh. Oh, we've degraded already. Tom, now, there are some other issues I definitely wanted to touch base with you on. One of the things I saw on Morning Joe yesterday with the interview of Ron Paul, of course, quantitative easing. We've heard of QE1, QE2. Now, Ben Bernanke recently said, we're just going to keep interest rates at zero. Is that true that that's effectively QE3, or is that another way of not saying it? What's your perspective from the economics in the 101 perspective so the lay audience can understand what's happening here?
Well, I've in the past couple of weeks, I've been trying to wrap up a big project. So what I've been trying to do is not disturb myself with things I know are going to enrage me.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, you're on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You're enraged. Carry on.
Well, so I've stayed a little bit aloof from this, but the Fed is in a tight spot because as soon as it starts to allow interest rates to go up again, they're afraid that this very, very fragile economy will tank even more dramatically. But if they stay steady where they are, there's the risk that that price inflation could intensify. We're already seeing the effects of that. You can see it in the grocery store all over the place already. So they really don't quite know what to do, and we should not assume that because they have academic degrees and they're at the Federal Reserve that they know what they're doing. I think, honestly, they are panicked that the whole system is coming unwound. We never had the recovery, and now it's heading back downward again.
Well, they're proving how do I pronounce degree? I pronounce it degree. Not in your case, of course, but for those at the Fed, they have a degree. I mean, they literally provide with me millions of moments of and they still don't get it. You know, what's happening here is literally the only option they have keeping interest rates at zero is continually flood the world with Federal Reserve notes, if you will. And we're seeing the impact, of course, in Greece that, you know, no doubt that the American taxpayer will be on the hook for any bailout in the EU. There is no, let's say, disconnect from all of this. The system is one and the same through the World Bank, International Monetary Fund, and the Federal Reserve.
It really is like they're trying to prop up a zombie. They're trying to slap glasses and a Hawaiian shirt on him and pretend that he's a healthy man. And it's just like what the medical profession does. That instead of getting to the symptoms or getting to the cause, they deal with the symptoms.
Yeah.
And that's what they're trying to do here, that with Band-Aids and scotch tape. And the whole system needs to be overhauled, starting with the Federal Reserve.
Well, and is it possible that it can or would be done? Certainly not of their own accord. I mean, they're going this direction reluctantly. We're going to take a quick break here. Tom Woods is going to stick around for one more segment on this Healing Revolution Friday. Amazing things being revealed from an economic health perspective and political health perspective and more with Tom Woods. Check it out, TomWoods.com. We've got the links at RobertScottBell.com. Coming right back after this.
Why do you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Bravery and integrity is amazing, and it's much needed.
I love, love, love your show.
I love the show, like all the things that you're doing with Mike Adams and all the writers at Natural News.
To be quite frank with you, I think the show is the biggest breath of fresh air we've found.
Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
New York Times bestselling author Tom Woods, an all-around great guy, and he's funny too. Tom, thanks for being here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You know how much I enjoy you.
Oh, I appreciate that, Robert. Well, as long as I got you here now, even though it's your show, I want to ask you a question. I got to learn something from you.
Uh-oh.
I got to tell you about a situation that our family is in involving vaccination.
Okay, okay.
And it's an issue that a lot of your listeners are very interested in, and I've become interested in this. I didn't know anything about alternative health or any of this stuff even a couple of years ago.
Right.
But I've kind of backed into it because a lot of these political causes that I'm involved in are full of people who are interested in
very aware of what's going on. And of course, you have a gaggle full of kids almost, right?
That's right. Our gaggle is four kids, mm-hmm. and three of them are of school age. And here's our question. So we've got them in a really, really excellent private school.
Mm-hmm.
And the private schools in some cases have to follow state mandates all the same.
Sure, sure.
And I suspect that that's the case when it comes to certifying that your children have been properly vaccinated, that they've got to do that because the state would
demand it. It's the mandate or else they don't allow the charter or whatever. They basically say you're not a school anymore if you don't play ball. You know, that's the artificial creations of the state, the corporate policy, as you know.
Now, I think Kansas, where I am, is relatively liberal when it comes to letting schools go ahead and function without whatever, accreditation, whatever. I mean, this is actually a very good quality school. I'm not worried about that. I don't need the state to tell me that it's a good school.
Yeah,
it's absolutely great.
You can assess it, yes.
But you're right that they play these sorts of games. But here's the question. Now, two of our kids have gotten basically all the vaccinations that they required when we were living in New York. We didn't know any better, so we've got the documentation on them.
Yes.
But the third one has some, but and I go by what Donald Miller, who wrote an article for LouRockwell.com years ago. Mm-hmm. He went through and said, all right, here's what you would need. Here's what you absolutely do not need. And one of the things he says you don't need is the MMR vaccine.
Right.
And he went through and explained why it's not strictly necessary and why it could, in fact, be harmful. So this third child of ours hasn't had that. Mm-hmm. And now it's come time, you know, it was time for us to apply for the school. The kids entered in the middle of the school year. We just figured, well, we'll throw all the documents at them and they won't notice that we didn't say anything about the vaccination situation. Mm-hmm. Well, sure enough, they caught us. So they sent us a letter saying, hey, we just need these documents. So we can provide the documents for the two.
Yeah.
But this one, so the question is, what, if anything, can we do? I know it varies by state by state. They have different laws that say you can have a religious exemption or this or that. But how do I prove? I mean, I'm a Catholic, but I don't think the Pope expressly says you can't get an MMR vaccine. What can we do in this situation apart from getting our kid kicked out of school?
Sure. Well, you know, my understanding here is that the Supreme Court has ruled on the issue in regards to religious beliefs, and they can act, in fact, no matter what church officially that you belong to. You know, 99% of the parishioners there can believe one thing. You're 1%, you believe something else, and that doesn't disqualify your religious belief. It's a deeply held personal conviction, and it can change, of course. So it depends on the state. Now, when I was in Georgia, they required an affidavit. So I just stated my true personal beliefs, and there was no questions asked, no harassment or anything. I went right to the state statutes, as I would in Kansas. And there are websites like VacLib.org and the NVIC, National Vaccine Information Center. They also link to all of these statutes in every state. In some states, you just go down to the health department, you sign this thing, and says that, and it's like no big deal. They don't like to tell you how easy it is, in fact. But the reality is, as you said, it's good that you bring it up, because I have to tell everybody that this. They assume that because they go to a particular church or synagogue and most of the people vaccinate, don't even think about it, that disqualifies you from having now a new religious belief against injecting foreign animal protein, DNA, RNA from animals into your child, much less aluminum and mercury and other things that are still present. So the reality is your belief is yours personally no matter what church you go to first. So don't let them sway you on that. I know you won't. But in terms of Kansas, because I'm not there, I don't know the exact state statute, but I'm certain that you know, the easiest thing is a religious claim, exemption. Philosophical, some of the states have it. All of them have medical, but good luck getting it because very few pediatricians will risk their careers giving you a medical exemption.
Yeah, that was the question, because I think Kansas does not have the philosophical. It's got the religious and the medical. So I thought we do have a pediatrician who deals with a lot of children who haven't gone through the vaccination regime.
Yeah.
Because the church that I go to has a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
And she caters to them. So
beautiful.
I thought she might be sympathetic enough to write this letter, but you're saying that this is basically like a one in a million event that a mainstream practitioner would write a letter?
Yeah. If you can show allergy, significant allergy, there are legitimate ways a doctor can back up that medical exemption. But the medical boards are so you want to talk about a religious fervor? Vaccines are the new religion. They are. They're the sacrament in the church of biological mysticism. And everybody goes. You know, you might go to church on Sunday, but the rest of the week you may be inadvertently worshiping at that other church. You don't realize that it's a state-sanctioned religion. There's no separation of church and state. We have a state religion. It's medicine. And, in, you know, this case, they'll take your children away. I mean, all of these things that have happened when parents have said, hey, I don't want chemotherapy for my kids. I found a natural remedy or remedies for cancer, for instance. We cover these stories all the time, Tom, and it's scary. That means that the state claims ownership of our children if they can do that. So in this case, though, there are within the laws very specific guidelines for you to follow and just basically say, listen, I don't want to hear any of your lip. This is my religious conviction. We have changed our mind about this, and we are free to do so, and you can't do anything about it. And just be very cut and dry. Once the statute is read, you'll see. And again, I haven't read Kansas, but it should not be difficult to provide that.
So I just write the school, the letter to the school and say, here, this is our position?
Yeah, once you go to the state statute, I would go to VacLib.org. I think they have every state listed. And then you'll go Kansas, and it'll say, these are the things you need to do. Some of them will say, go to the county, sign a paper. Some will say, write an affidavit, which, you know, you don't even need a lawyer to do that. It's a statement of the truth. Get it notarized. Done. You're over. And then the only thing they can do, Tom, is say, hey, if there's an outbreak of measles, mumps, or rubella, we're going to make your kid stay home. And you're like, okay, I don't want my kid there anyway when that's going on. You know, so there's no downside. And I've, you know, my kids are not vaccinated. Everybody knows I've been very outspoken about that. I have natural ways to address the immune system on all of these childhood diseases. In fact, there's a whole kit that I put together with King Bio for that reason. I'm going to be releasing that very soon so that, you know, parents that are concerned, well, what do I do now? We have that option.
Well, thank you. Thanks for the input. This is a big help to us.
Oh, I'm grateful that you asked the question because...
And I asked you, I mean, I could have just called you up, but we're always calling you up, and I feel guilty. But this one, I'm sure there have to be other people who are in this situation or don't know what they would do, or when their kids become school age, what do they do? So I figured it would be of value to everybody.
No, it really is. And you know, again, that issue is so important to me because my perspective on religious freedom is not necessarily tied to a 501c3 organization, because religious freedom existed long before even the Constitution acknowledged it or the Bill of Rights or anything like that, as you know. But the point is, we can get, you know, sucked into these messes because they, you know, they're all powerful, whatever. But I'm so thrilled to see someone as brilliant as you bringing this to light as well, because so many, and we've talked about this off the air, people that understand the concept of liberty, they kind of gave it up and turned it over to the state, or state representatives, if you will, licensed representatives of the state in medicine, and kind of, you know, said, okay, I'm smart here, but I'm not smart there, but we need to get smart in all of those areas, because as you know, whatever the government sanctions is often something you don't want to do.
You could say that again.
Yeah.
No, that's right. It's so true that I know you can. It's easy to become careless and just sort of reflexively say, "Well, if the government says it, it's probably wrong." But I mean, more and more, it's just you can rely on it so much. Like everything from their crummy nutrition food pyramid, and you're supposed to eat X number of pieces of bread per day. Or whatever. Like all of it's all wrong. Like, I just can't believe. In the same way that people say to me after they read my books, they say, I can't believe I was so scammed by my history teacher, whatever. Well, I can't believe I was so scammed by everybody else.
No, and that is it. That is, we are having to become a generalist, even though you've got specific training in a given area. Of course, mine is in homeopathy, but I had to really take those principles out. And the things I've learned from your books as well, they fit. They all fit when you got those baseline principles to leap from, and you apply them everywhere, not just in our area of expertise. And you say, hey, they work there too.
Yeah, you know, somebody should write a book called The Other America about you and me. And The Other America, we got our own version of history. We got our own health.
Yes.
We got all these different ways of living that are based on facts and that are sound. And, yeah, they defy the establishment, but that's what's attractive about them.
Well, The Other America, I like it. We can get together when you're not so burnt on this latest project. To wrap up, we just got a couple of few minutes here. And you know, one of the things, since we were short on the topic of religion, recently, was it the Pope or the Catholic Church somehow came out and endorsed a World Bank or something? I want to get to the heart of what was said, what wasn't there, because that seemed to be a little off-putting for anybody that calls themselves Catholic that understands these concepts that we're discussing economically.
Well, I'll give you the really brief Reader's Digest version because we're running out of time. But I actually wrote a little column for this for NPR on this, actually. And yeah, it was the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, which is a Vatican dicastery, it's called. And they operate under the Pope's aegis, but they're more or less independent. And they issued a document that half of which was pretty good. It had a pretty good diagnosis of what had been happening, and there had been all this money creation, and this artificial credit creation led to these speculative bubbles that then burst. Well, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good explanation. But then it's like the second half of the document was written by a different person or something, because the second half was saying, well, because we've had all this financial instability thanks to all this artificial credit creation. Now we should have a global institution to keep an eye on all this, a global bank of some kind. So in other words, we've had these national banks that have done such a terrible job. If we just have one more gigantic layer of bureaucratic banking intervention, then we'll be better off, when, of course, the exact opposite is the answer. Instead of having more power given to the banking system, we need less. So, I mean, we've had of these speculative bubbles that have come up because interest rates have been pushed low by central banks and all this money has been created out of thin air by central banks. The solution to that is not to have an even bigger bank. It's to have more local control in the financial area. And that's something that should resonate with Catholics, who are supposed to believe in decentralized power, not centralized power.
Well, that, you know, that is the movement in all of these areas as well, as we're seeing, like I talked about the raw milk and the local farming coming back to localism. And you yeah. said it right. Even the economy, if we're going to salvage it, it's not because we become one global economy. That's these become catchphrases or buzzwords. But, you know, if we can interact locally, produce locally, it doesn't mean we're going to, you know, shut down by fiat or some law. You can't trade internationally. But the point is, we are starving locally because we've overemphasized this international to the detriment of real economy.
Well, I am so glad to tell you that we got a couple more weeks until the Topeka Farmers Market closes for the season. Mm. We've never been there. It has got dozens of vendors selling you not just vegetables and stuff, but their own homemade jerky and nice. Everything you can imagine. And we are going to be there with grins on our faces, and we're not going to turn back to look at Dillon's and Kroger and all these stores that were Piggly Wiggly that we're leaving behind.
Well done. Well, that's going to keep the kids a lot healthier than anything else you do, because your food is your medicine. Your medicine is your food. Of course, we've heard that for a long time, but now we're putting it into action. And as we wake up to the economic realities, the political realities, the health realities, we're finding out, again, and we all have all of this in common, and we begin applying these principles in all of these areas, we won't get, as the WHO said, fooled again.
You got it. You got it. Absolutely right.
All right, Tom Woods, tomwoods.com. Always a pleasure. And please, no guilt, Catholic or otherwise, when you call me, anytime you and your wife need anything, you know I'm here for you.
We got a great Christmas gift lined up for you. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Oh, no. I don't know if I should be nervous or not. Well,
you'll like it.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to your next exciting project. We'll get you back on as soon as it's released as well. Thank you, Tom Woods.
Appreciate it. Robert Scott Bell, thank you.
The healing revolution continues. As next we go to Liam Sheff, who's going to talk about a new AAP sort of mandate. They want to get all 16-year-olds tested for HIV. But first, we've got an activist in the HIV realm who's got a really strange perspective on these tests and says that everybody is positive. Interesting. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only 5-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones and any HRT? Don't wait. Get my 5-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us. 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell. This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, from economic and political healing, we go back to some physiological and emotional and perhaps even mental healing in the immune system. On top here, the Healing Revolution Friday, there's a story out of the Daily Mail in London that I wanted to refer to. And it's based, doctors are urging HIV testing starting at 16. This sounds like Jerry Brown going after kids with HPV at 12. How long will it be? And they want everybody tested in areas, they say, with higher rates of infection. Well, to confirm these higher rates of infection or deny them, we're not sure. We've gone to London and we picked out somebody to talk from Positively Positive, an interesting new organization. His name, I believe, is Niles Seldridge. Niles, are you with us?
Yeah, right here.
Hello, Niles.
Coming in.
Coming in clear. I can hear you, Niles. Niles, this Positively Positive, you have an interesting view on the HIV test. You're saying, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm correctly understanding you, that everybody is testing positive for HIV?
Yeah, it was not well known to me. You know, I was raised and like taught all the basic HIV things in school. Like,
yes,
you've got to be careful, you know, don't inject with a dirty needle. Like, don't have sex just like in the bathroom with somebody, you know. Like, so what I found, like, I hadn't had sex for like a couple of years because I was like doing this meditation thing. And then I went to get a test because I wanted to have sex, and they said, oh, you're positive. And I thought, well, that's really strange because, like, nobody I know is positive.
So you say you were celibate for 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
And they said you were positive.
Oh, yeah, because I was doing, like, this deep meditation thing, like, really trying to get, like, deep into, like, my psyche and such. So then I decided to do some research, and then I, like, found out that everybody's HIV positive, and I didn't know it. All you do when you run, this is not well known, Robert, but if you run the HIV test and you don't dilute it, then everybody's positive. And it's right there in the medical journal, and I thought, well, that's interesting. So actually, we're all positive. So that's when I decided to start Positively Positive. So we all now are protected and not reinfecting. Or anyway, if I decided to like spread the word, you're positive, you didn't even know it.
Well, I think, Niles, people are going to be offended by this. I mean, it's interesting that you bring it up in terms of you actually read the research. And I'm very impressed by that, Niles, that you did that and found that, indeed, when you take an HIV test, if they don't dilute the test at all, if they just take it at face value, everybody does test positive. So, but you're saying that then everybody's infected? Is that what you're concerned? Are you still worried about the infection?
Oh, yeah. Because, like, even if you're positive, you still like want to be like looking out for everybody, because in the off chance, well, everybody's positive. Well, so what we're doing with positivelypositive.org, like for the upcoming holidays, we got like some prophylactic suits, and we got like a spray can now where you can just spray on a kind of latex, like, so you don't touch. Because we're all infected now. We all got to be really careful.
Like, are you talking about...
I mean, I generally wear two condoms, and I have to
take... Excuse me. Niles, are you talking about whole body condoms? I mean, your entire body?
Yeah, we got a Christmas with a, like, red ribbon, like a prophylactic, you know, like, suit. And it's got a little face hole for you.
Yeah, I mean, say, do you come with an oxygen bottle? I mean, you spray.
Yeah, we got one of those, like a little diving mask.
Okay, all right. So you're not but it's interesting when you say that everybody's positive. Yet, why, if that's the case, Niles, do you need to wear a whole body? If everybody's positive, what are you protecting against?
Oh, yeah, right. Because you don't want to get double infected. You know what I mean?
I've heard of double ear infections. I've never heard of double HIV infections.
Exactly. I was reading, like, when I realized we were all HIV positive, I'm like, well, I guess we're all going to die someday. We're not sure when. They're not sure when.
Well, you do know that they keep extending the lifespan of people that are supposedly testing HIV now from 5 to 25 to 30. They don't know how.
Yeah, it's about 40 years now. So it's like really difficult to figure it out, like when you might die. It could be 60 years after you get tested. So, like, but if you get double infected, you don't know. Maybe you'll live twice as long. Maybe you live half as long. But we don't know. We need to raise money for research. So that's what we're doing at Positively Positive. We have these body condoms, and like we just, you know, get your Christmas body condom.
Niles, if this, you know,
we had my sister's kids. We put them in the Halloween body condoms, and they were
This sounds like a rather strange holiday party. We're talking to Niles Seldridge from Positively Positive. .org, who says that he's very concerned because he found out through the research journals he read that everybody tests positive to HIV on an HIV test. It's very unusual what your ideas are with that information. I mean, had you not taken the research further to understand that HIV might not be, I don't know how they determine causation because they can't find it. If everybody's testing positive, what are they testing positive for?
Like a lot of celebrities, like Jennifer Lopez, like when she
J-Lo?
Yeah, when she goes to like dance and stuff, she's wearing one of our suits. If you ever
the sparkly one, that's one of yours?
Oh yeah, that's a positively I don't know. It could be from another manufacturer, but that's what we're selling. Like, we want people to wear and to feel sexy but be protected because you don't want to get double infections.
Now, it may be the fact that it's Friday that I'm having trouble following you on this story. I mean, I'm very impressed, that you went through the journals. That's why I wanted to have you on here and identify this. But what you're doing with this information seems like it's only gone halfway. Like, you stopped going any further to understand really what's happening here.
Well, it's probably because, like, I started having sex again. And as soon as I did my when I wasn't having sex for those 2 years, I was, like, focused. I was, like, really thinking clearly. And then, like, you know what I mean? And then I started having sex. I wear multiple condoms, right? And even so, like, I can't think as well anymore, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like confused now. I think it's like your American TV show Seinfeld, when George Costanza doesn't have sex, he becomes like a genius. Anyway, I think that happened to me.
I think that you forgot to turn on the oxygen on that suit of yours.
No, no. Well, yeah.
That happened, didn't it? Well, okay, that seemed more explanatory to me. Listen, I was talking about this story. This is what, kind of thought that I could get you on to talk more about this.
No, I got to go.
Niles, you're out of time?
Yeah, we got to get to the shop, and you know, it's going to be a big day, and we got to, like...
Niles, make sure you keep the oxygen on when you wear these spray-on suits. Yeah. I just don't recommend...
But remember, I want to tell the audience out there, you didn't know it, but you're HIV positive right now. You're positive for HIV proteins, and you didn't even know it. And I just want you to put on whatever you have, just stop. If you're driving, just get some saran wrap, some emergency saran wrap.
No, don't do that.
Well, anyway, that's what I'm recommending. That's all.
All right. Niles Seldridge, thank you for stopping by from London, from positivelypositive.org. I hardly know what to make of it. I thought we were going to go on and get something really good. I mean, actually, half of it was actually interesting. You know, bear with me on the healing road. Can we get Liam out from the green room? Liam Schaff, back on, the investigative journalist here. Liam, did you run into Niles on the way in?
Yeah, nice guy.
Nice guy, but I don't think he's getting fully the oxygen into the brain. He kind of had half of an idea here when he acknowledged...
Well, he's wrapped in saran wrap.
But he had a... Well, anyway, it was one of the weirder interviews that I've conducted, quite honestly, Liam. And I'm trying to get some good... As you are, too. You've been dedicating how many years of research into this subject?
670 years.
At least. I mean, the oldest man, you and Mel Brooks.
Eight, 9 years.
Eight or nine, yeah.
Nonstop.
But you've actually moved this discussion in the point of impact.
Oh, I have.
You have?
Oh, yes, I have.
I can say it. We recently found a book where they're writing this. It's amazing what's happening, the awareness. But this guy says... Everybody tests positive for HIV. Can you validate that?
He's right.
That part he was right about.
He's correct. Dr. Roberto Giraldo, 15 years ago, 12, 13 years ago, decided in a testing lab to take these tests. And he said, I wonder what these tests actually test for. And he said, why do we have to dilute the blood 400 times? You got to dilute the blood 400 times? What are you looking for? So he ran the blood of the people working in the lab.
Which seems reasonable. when you're taking a blood test to take the blood and look at the blood.
Look at the blood. So, no, dilute it. Make it water. 400 times. So he ran the blood. He said, I'm going to run the blood of people who work here. And he did. And lo and behold, everybody tested positive for the stupid proteins in the test. So he said, this is the strangest thing. But if you believe this at all, everybody is HIV positive, or everybody tests reactive for HIV proteins. Well, I read this study, and I decided when I was beginning my work, and he published it. I mean, you can read it, and it's true. When I was beginning my work, I went and I interviewed the AIDS specialist. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he was running the gay ghetto clinic in Boston. It's, you know, I call it the gay ghetto. It's a nice part of town, but wherever there's the gay community, you've got your HIV AIDS
right.
testing center.
Right.
So it's called the Fenway, and it's on my website if you look up the Fenway and HIV testing. And the doctor there told me, I said, now look, we're talking about HIV testing, and you're telling me that the ELISA tests come up positive for a lot of stuff, and then you have to take a Western blot test, which give a lot of indeterminants. But wait a second. Isn't it true that if you run the HIV test undiluted,
mm-hmm.
undiluted,
right.
what do you get?
Like a normal blood test.
You get everybody testing positive? Well, yeah, that's the way it works, he said. That's the way it works. Dr. Cohen, I think it was Dan Cohen.
We'll have the links up, by the way, to Liam Sheff's website so you can see that
yeah,
firsthand.
And I did this during my AIDS debate. I wrote three articles for a paper there, like giant articles, 10,000-word articles, and I interviewed Dr. Dan Cohen. Here it is. But if the test itself is faulty, because that's what he said to me, I've read the ELISA test reads blood only after it's been diluted 400%. I should have said times. But if it tests undiluted blood, then everybody's blood test is HIV positive. Yeah, that's the way the test works.
So Niall Seldridge was right.
He was. Now, Dr. Cohen, I said, I've read that the Western blot is faulty and that it picks up many nonspecific antibodies. And this is what Dr. Cohen said. If it's conducted by a lab that knows what it's doing, it's not likely to be a false positive. What if the lab doesn't know what it's doing? Then anything is possible, he told me in 2003. If you don't have confidence in your lab, then you can't have confidence in your test result.
This is a con game. It's a confidence game.
It's a con game.
Again, we come and now doctors are urging HIV testing starting at 16 for teens in area of higher rates of infection. With what? Everybody's got it.
Everybody tests positive.
Everybody's positive. I remember seeing, who was the guy in House of Numbers who said, We're all HIV positive. And we kind of looked at that.
Kenneth Cole, the clothing designer?
Yeah. Remember, he said, he said,
if one of us has AIDS, all of us
have AIDS.
Yeah.
So in that context, of course, immune deficiency is not what we're talking about here. Testing positive for these nonspecific, you know, proteins that everybody has, unless you dilute the blood 400 times. And even then, it's going to be a matter of whether we see behaviorally, are you part of a risk group? If you're a middle-aged housewife in the white suburbs, you're not going to be considered a real positive. But if you're a middle-aged mom in the inner cities, a minority, it looks like you're positive, ma'am. I'm so sorry. Looks like you've got it.
Doctors urge HIV testing starting at 16, goes the article in the Daily Mail, for teens in areas with higher rates of infection. Well, what do they mean by that? In other words, we should start testing not all teens. We don't want to test all the white and wealthy kids. We don't want to test the kids in the Gates family or the Rockefeller Trust family. We want to, let's just look at the numbers. Estimated number of diagnoses of HIV infection, 2009. Let's see, American Indians, 189. It doesn't seem like a pandemic. Asian, 470. Black, 21,000. Huh?
What?
Wait a second.
What?
You mean black youth are having sex with AIDS patients and they're getting infected? No, they're testing inner city youth.
See, they're targeting you by race and ethnicity here.
They're targeting you by race and ethnicity. And here's the giant phony fraud traitor to his own people. And I'm saying that's not Robert Scott Bell saying it. Dr. Jaime Martinez of the University of Illinois, Chicago. Yeah, really looking out for the Latin community, which you're now enforcing testing on. You so-and-so,
yes.
Who helped write the new report published in the Journal of Pediatrics. How disgusting. He said, 48% of the youth who are infected don't know they are infected. Excuse me? 48% of people who have been shot with a handgun don't know they've been shot with a handgun? 48% of people with a terrible sore throat don't know they have a... Get out! Get out of my face with this nonsense. It's BS.
Yeah.
These tests do not test for anything. Stop it. Stop it. Retire the test. Here's his BS line.
Okay.
It's important to realize that those who don't know they are infected drive the epidemic.
Yeah, that's right. Some 13-year-old who got infected by sitting on a Bazooka Joe bubblegum on the bus went out and decided to have sex with 400 million people. Stop it. Stop it.
Absolutely ludicrous. Well, Liam, this is more testament to the fact that the word is getting out as we're covering this and seeing it appear in other media. There's this book that we've just gotten, Thugs, Drugs, and the War on Bugs by Dr. Brad Case. We're going to get him on the air in the coming weeks. And he actually has a chapter where he talks about the scam of HIV tests and HIV.
Yes, he does.
It's happening. Liam, it's happening. I blame you.
At least partly. No, you should. No, yeah. He doesn't list my name because he wasn't brave enough to do so. But he does list Duisberg, and that's it's a good thing. People need to know about these tests. And he says, look, they're a scam. They come up positive for everything. And AIDS is immune deficiency. Thing I've been saying for years. AIDS is immune deficiency. HIV tests don't work. It's not that complicated. Now, when the AIDS dissidents came along, they were saying, well, they made a lot of political mistakes. They wanted to argue about what was AIDS, what was not AIDS. Who cares? If people are sick, they're sick. You want to help them. Don't fight about the definition. Call it immune deficiency because that's what it is. That's what all sickness is. It's immune deficiency.
Right. That's important. And by the way, that Niles guy, do you think he was for real? He's kind of a strange character.
He was.
He was sort of cartoon-like to me, but
he was a little off.
But he's, yeah. I don't think he was not sick. I mean,
yeah. Well,
you need more oxygen. But
he did. He seemed to be easygoing. His intentions were good. I mean, I don't know how many people are going to put on the prophylactic armor.
Please don't do that. We don't encourage.
But maybe this Martinez guy would like you to. Oh,
I like the J-Lo inference though.
Well, do you ever see her dance? Britney too.
Well, yeah, they wear those things that he was talking about. I think it's more safe of a fashion statement than it is a protective mechanism because it incites certain things to happen. Anyway, Healing Revolution Friday. Yes, go ahead, Liam.
Before one more note from the Daily Mail.
Yes.
Here's another chink in the armor.
Yes.
This is a picture. There's somebody doing the make-believe HIV test with the pipette and the crap little beaker.
Yeah, I see it. Mm-hmm.
Testing. Laboratory technician puts blood serum into cups for HIV testing. They don't say which is fake.
Yeah.
Then it says this. This is fascinating. HIV usually precedes to AIDS.
What does that mean?
In the absence of treatment. It no longer causes
it. It's a great admission. We've done it. Bye, Joe. Bye, Liam. Bye, Niles. We've done it.
We've done it.
We can retire. Liam, thanks for joining me.
And I'm spent.
All right. The Healing Revolution continues. Just got a few more minutes to wrap up the show today. And I appreciate y'all being here, ramping it up for the weekend, having a little bit of levity with a serious topic, which can happen because we're raising consciousness while we do it. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
So what have we learned this week, boys and girls, on the Robert Scott Bell Show? Men and women, too. What have we learned? That a group of women, small group of women, didn't take much, who believe in something with all of their hearts, their conviction, the protection of their family, the nutrition necessary to raise their children healthily, could stand up against a multi-billion dollar funded federal agency and have the federal agency blink and back down. That's huge. That's huge when you talk about revolutionary ideas. These ideas, as Ron Paul says, whose time has come, cannot be stopped by any standing army, nor the Fear and Death Administration. We've also learned that heavy metals contribute to the lowering of the consciousness of the people who are infected with them, if I can call them an infection, but certainly intoxicated with them. And that to get them out, there are many ways to do it, from aggressive, invasive to non-invasive homeopathic energetic ways. To get started on them immediately is a good idea. We also learned today, particularly with that call at the top of the show, about famous radio and author that, you know, any of us can fall prey to the pharmaceutical and medical industrial complex, especially when they mention the big C, the word cancer. That there are people, though, that are helping others to get through this, get over this. I mean, fantastic interview today with Tom Woods talking about, well, I didn't expect him to turn the tables on me to ask me about vaccines, but you know, that he's brilliant already, but the brilliance that I see beyond his brilliance and all the PhD, et cetera, is his willingness to now expand his scope of view and look out at the health issue and start saying, maybe if they were wrong about all this other history, were they also wrong about medicine, right? And that was my experience. And I would ask you to look at life that way, that if you've become an expert in any given area, chances are you've seen lies or misinformation in that given area that most people don't know about. And they just assume that if you're an expert in it, they're not going to ask anything about the history. But when you wake up and realize that in one area, there's been a lot of lies and bogus information that's still perpetuating today, and you begin to say, well, if it happens here, it happens everywhere. Now you have the ability to see through the lies in any given area by coming to the conclusion that if it don't make sense, it don't make sense. Similar to what we just discussed with Liam Sheff about the HIV testing and the whole paradigm built around HIV theory causation, which now they admit maybe could be not. Well, it doesn't do a thing. And those of you who haven't figured it out in Washington, D.C., if anybody from the FDA is listening today, Niles Seldridge may not be a real existing person, maybe a cartoon, as we insinuated. But to express these viewpoints and to help get these things out there, as you say and as we say, we become creative. Creative not to lie or deceive as they have done, but simply to show a different perspective or angle with humor, with other areas of observation, sometimes absurdity, sometimes satire. Sometimes even we'll resort to, what is that lower form of comedy? What do they call that? Oh, yeah, sarcasm. We don't do that a lot, but I mean, yeah, all of these things can be utilized. And so the Robert Scott Bell Show, if you haven't figured it out, is something that just covers everything and anything, from even occasionally pop culture and movies. By the way, I hope to see that movie Anonymous this weekend, given a little time off. And of course, Sunday's show should be pretty good. We're going to do a lot of obviously, always a liberty-focused, health freedom-focused show. So we're working on that now, Sunday on GCN. And then Monday, we'll be back with Advanced Medicine with Dr. Batar, and we'll see what else we come up with for Monday's show. But thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing the message of health freedom. Thank you for letting everyone you know about the Robert Scott Bell Show, even if it's embarrassing to you. Oh, yes, I listen to the Robert Scott. Don't tell anybody. Well, please, if you feel so bold and adventuresome, let your friends know. The life you save may be theirs, may be your own, just with this bit of information that is not getting out through many or any other, well, certainly old media outlets. This is the place you come for health freedom, where we rock the health world every week. Thanks again to Dr. Frank King. Thank you, Super Don. Thank you to Liam Sheff. Thank you to Tom Woods. And thank you to you. Thank you. And keep coming back for more healing. We got it. We got it coming out of our ears here. And that's what we got to do. On the Robert Scott Bell Show, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
So raise your glasses, you are.